Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. 94 WIP, check it out there. Midday show, morning show, afternoon show, all streaming live on YouTube. You can check out the clips, the shorts, however you like to consume all the shows. It is all there for, of course, the Odyssey app and, of course, live on your radio. So, a lot to get into today. Eagles OTAs are getting underway. Hearing that Sean Mannion's going to speak potentially later today for the first time, you know, like formally in front of a microphone as an Eagles coach. That'll be interesting to hear, hear from him. And we'll react to that tomorrow. So, a lot to discuss on the midday show. Unfortunately, the Nolan Smith story, you know, getting arrested last Friday night and driving 135 miles an hour. And he made bond, he's out. But that's not a good story and not a good look for Nolan Smith. So, hopefully he doesn't have that happen again. Luckily, nobody got hurt in that situation. Phillies game yesterday was there. With the midday show, and we had people come out with us, listeners who won tickets. Great, great day yesterday. Hot. I appreciate everyone, obviously, that listens to the show and won the tickets, and then the people that actually made it out. Not everyone did we see, but that's okay. Really hot. I know a couple people probably said, I'm not going. It's too hot. But the people that did make it out, we had a great time, and appreciate you being there. So we got treated to a loss. Not great. But not surprising either, considering who was on the mound. That was Aaron Nola. And the Phillies have a problem now with Aaron Nola because we are teetering to a point where Aaron Nola is, it's becoming hard to call him a viable starting pitcher at this point. So I have a lot of thoughts on Nola, where he's at, where he's been at for the last 27 starts. If you add last year's 17 to this year's 10, we're at an ERA clearly over six. I mean, he's been one of the worst pitchers in baseball for over a year now, and there's no other way to say it. And I know last year there was a lot of excuses made for one reason or another with the injuries he suffered. And then he bounced back and he gave up some good innings in a playoff game in LA, and he looked better in spring training. He looked better in the World Baseball Classic, but he's not better, and he's not very good right now. So a couple things. First of all, I think the ABS system is hurting him, and I think he's going to be the kind of pitcher that's really going to be hurt by this. I think stuff pitchers are going to find their way. Velocity pitchers are going to find their way because they could get swing and miss. I think pitchers like Aaron Nola, who need to get some called strikes on the corners, are going to really be hurt by the ABS system. I think it's only going to, you know, be more of a detriment to pitchers like Aaron Nola. So I don't think that's just going to magically go away. That's a big part of this. The other part is all the innings. They just racked up on his arm. And I just don't think he's the same guy anymore. We're watching clear decline here from a starting pitcher. If you go back 2022, 23, 24, 25, 26, we are on a five-year steady decline of where every single year his strikeout-to-walk ratio, and I think he peaked his last great season was 2022. His strikeout-to-walk ratio has dipped every year, 23, 24, 25, 26. At the same time as hits allowed per nine innings have risen, 23, 24, 25, 26. He peaked in 22. That was his last great year. He's never been the same, and he's on a downward trend. And if you go look at Aaron Nola, and I did this, and there was a podcast somewhere in this feed about giving Aaron Nola all the years they gave him. If you go look at Aaron Nola's career, and it probably still lines up. This is probably, you know, around the time it really started to fall apart. But if you line up Nola's career, all the innings on his arm, he's a very similar pitcher to James Shields. James Shields was a good pitcher for the Rays when he was young, and the Kansas City Royals helped them win a World Series in 2015. And it just went like he just lost it. He had nothing left in that arm. And I watch Aaron Nola, and I think we're on the James Shields Express to where there's just going to be a day one of these years where you say, you just can't pitch anymore. There's just nothing left. Now, I don't think that day is today. You have innings, you have games, you have moments where he shows flashes. Yesterday, our first inning, 11 pitches, he shows flashes. He's still striking out more than a batter per inning. So it's not like it is so, so bad. Now, the ERA is ugly. But I think if you look under the hood a little bit, you could see a guy that is a little more viable than the ERA. The fielding independent pitching, which I like to look at because it takes some of the variables out and just puts it on things the pitcher could control. And that is usually a good indication of where the pitcher is and can be as time goes on. As you look at that, it's clear to me that Aaron Nola has a chance to still be a viable starting pitcher in the major leagues. Now, is he ever going to be good again for an extended period? I would say probably not. I would say Aaron Nola's days as a good to very good starting pitcher are done. Can he be viable? Can you have him in your rotation? Can he pitch as a fourth or fifth starter for the next handful of years? Yeah, I think they could find that. It's going to take refining. It's going to take work. But I think there's a chance we could get there. But if you ever thought Nola was going to be good again, I think you're living in La La Land. I mean, I think the Phillies' chances to have a strong rotation lie with their top three and then getting Painter right. I think Aaron Nola is clearly going to end up as a number five starter as the season goes along. I mean, I think it's pretty clear to me that we're going to have a situation where it is number one, Sanchez, number two, Wheeler, number three, Lizardo. And you cross your fingers for number four Painter that he could be enough of that as the year goes on. And Aaron Nola is a number five at best. You know, you look at some of the things that are playing him, and you know, if he puts that ball over the plate, he gets hit. Left-handed hitters have hit him very well so far this season. It is loud contact when it's contact. There's runners on base all the time. And that's because he's just hittable. I mean, he's probably one of the most hittable pitchers in all of baseball. And you know, teams usually now these days will design a pitcher, will develop a pitcher, will create a pitcher to not be hittable, right? He may have got walks. He's going to get a lot of strikeouts. He may, you know, run out of gas after 4.5 innings or 4 2/3 innings, but he's not going to get up a lot of hits. You don't want to be hittable. And Aaron Nola is the definition right now of hittable. You know, you're watching that game yesterday and you kind of just see it unraveling and seeing it happen in the moment. And with him, you just hope he could get you through a decent amount of innings because that's really the value he brings. But yesterday, he didn't pitch it to the sixth inning. The bullpen didn't have a good day, but Aaron Nola didn't pitch it to the sixth inning. You know, it wasn't like he was soaking up innings. So for the Phillies moving forward, they have to make decisions here with Aaron Nola. You know, if he's not going to be good, at least you let him soak up seven innings on the days he pitches so you save the bullpen for the days you need it. And you're almost going to concede the Nola starts as almost a reset day for the team in the bullpen. I know that seems crazy, and you might say, like, Joe, come on, we're trying to win the baseball game. We can't just let Nola pitch six or seven innings if he's giving up five or six runs. Well, you can. I mean, you can. Now, if your offense is keeping you in the game and they're making a push to score and win, then yeah, like last week in Pittsburgh, and like I think Manly thought yesterday, maybe we got a shot at this thing. Let's get him out of there and push forward to go win the game with the bullpen. Worked out Friday in Pittsburgh. Did not work out last night. But I think that's a tough decision, you know, week to week, start to start for Don Mattingly, because there is value in the one thing Aaron Nola could still do and probably always be able to do, which is go out there for another couple innings. And those innings add up over the course of the season. So Are we grasping at straws now if we're taking Nola to the point of, is he just a fifth starter to soak up innings? Even if you're going to lose, you tell him to go six or seven, take one for the team because we need to save that bullpen or win the games with Sanchez and Wheeler and Lizardo and Painter? Yeah, I mean, that might be his role right now. That absolutely might be his role. As far as what they do moving forward, you know, long-term, short-term, they're two different things. Long-term, they're screwed. I mean, they're just screwed with this contract because he is an exceedingly expensive fifth starter. And the Phillies took a very long time into the final year of Taijuan Walker's contract to act upon a deal that was a sunk cost. So I don't expect the Phillies to act in any way, shape, or form on the Aaron Nola contract for a long time. I mean, they're probably just going to keep him here for years and hope and pray that he could stabilize at least into a viable fifth starter and not have an ERA over six. That's probably what they're going to do. And I fully expect Aaron Nola to be in the rotation this year. I fully expect to be in the rotation next year. And then, you know, after that, I believe there's 3 years left. And then what do you do? You know, the owner here has eaten some money in recent years, whether it be with Taijuan Walker and Nick Castellanos. It's a lot to ask you know, I think there's 115 million left in that deal. It's a lot to ask an owner, even one of deep pockets, to eat that kind of money. So, you know, when it gets into a more palatable range of 55, 60 million left in the deal, if he's this bad, do I think they could cut ties? Yeah, they could, but that's years from now. So long term, it's a real problem. Now, short term, they may have to consider something else. So the Phillies do not have great starting pitching depth. Now, you might say, Joe, they did promote Gage Wood to Double A. They did. So he went from Single A to Double A. That was last year's first round pick, Gage Wood, who looks like he could be a, you know, a real impact kind of starting pitcher down the line. I like Gage Wood. I think it's a lot to ask. Now, could he be on this Savage pack and like what happened last year with Toronto and he come up and help this team? He could. It's just a lot to ask. I'm not going to count on Gage Wood to arrive this season and to significantly help the 2026 folks. I'm not going to count on it. Now, if he does, if he can make it here, that is absolutely wonderful. I'm not ready to count on that as a thing. So if he arrives, if he could arrive in August or September and he becomes like a piggyback starter with Nola or Painter and, you know, he, you know, however you want to start it, you start it with Wood and you go to Nola, whatever you want to do, or start Nola and go to Wood, whatever. I'd be open to that if he's available, if he's ready, if he could do it. But on the chance he's not, Dave Dombrowski needs to add starting pitcher to his list for the MLB trade deadline. And it's for two reasons. One, there could come a point, and likely will come a point, we have to pull the plug on Aaron Nola's season before Aaron Nola cost the Phillies the playoffs. Until he had bounced back the last couple starts, I was making the point that Painter's probably going to get all year, but are we comfortable with him costing them the playoffs? You know, we've gotten very excited again here in Philadelphia because the Phillies have woken up and the Mattingly switch has worked. They're not out of the woods, guys. They're 500. You know, they have spots in their rotation that are very iffy with Painter and Wheeler. They have four or five spots in their lineup that are very iffy. They have a catcher who cannot hit right now. So it does still feel a little house of cardsy with the Phillies. When they're good, they're good. When they're not, they're not. And I don't think they're just going to run away like they did in 23 and hide as the second wild card, even after the tough start. In 23, they basically did that. They had a tough start. You know, it's early June, they're stinking it up, and they get so hot, they run away and hide from a very poor National League playoff field. And by early August, it was pretty clear they were going to make the playoffs. I don't think it's going to be like that this year. The Phillies are likely, you know, most likely to make the playoffs, but I don't think it's going to be one of those where, no doubt about it, you know, they could just screw around and make it. Now, there's a lot of solid teams in the National League, and I think the race for the postseason will be a good one. So I think it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to really work to just to make the playoffs. And I think we'll go into the final 2 weeks of the season not knowing, thinking they will make it, but not knowing if they will. And that's actually, that's great for baseball. It's not great for the Phillies in particular, though, because they're going to have to work their ass off to make the playoffs. And they're not going to be able to give away games. So, you know, if we get to mid-June, early July, and this is still the scenario the Phillies find themselves in. Dave Dombrowski is going to have to go out and add a starting pitcher to the mix for two reasons. One, you may need to pull the plug on Nola and just say for the rest of the season, you go to the bullpen, you're a long man, you're a sixth starter, whatever. We got to give the ball to somebody else, especially if Gage Wood isn't ready. The other reason is, you know, quite frankly, that they're relying on picture perfect health right now with this rotation. Once they dump Taiwan and they dump the depth they had, you know, Alan Ronhell, I mean, you look at some of the names down at AAA and the kind of years they're having, it's like, really? Ugh. You know, they don't have much down there. So if Gage Wood isn't ready, there's not much down there. I think the Phillies are going to need just a sixth starter. It reminds me of the year they went and got Michael Lorenzen. They just need another arm, you know, to help them get through the rest of the regular season. They're probably going to need that this year. And if that guy ends up replacing Aaron Nola, it would not surprise me. So bottom line, is Aaron Nola cooked? I don't think his career is over as a viable major league starter. But is he done being a good major league starter? I do believe that. I just think those days have passed him now. It's over, and we move on. And the Phillies can't. We will have to as fans, but that was rough yesterday. It was rough in Pittsburgh on Friday. It's been a rough season. Aaron Nola just does not look like a good major league pitcher in any way, shape, or form. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed. 94 WIP, check it out there. All right, a couple things. Phillies Fantastic Auction is going on. I will link that in my newsletter. I also posted on Instagram and Twitter again today. You could go and bid on an experience to where you come into the booth with myself and Hugh at the at Citizens Bank Park on a day game, where we do our shows there during the day, you know, when the Phillies play at home during a day game. You'll be able to come on the air and read the Phillies starting lineup on the air. You get to be on the air with us, read the lineup, and then we'll watch the game together. It's a great seats that Phillies provide. So it's a great, great option item. It goes to Phillies charities. Hop on Phillies Fantastic Auctions. Search for WIP Midday Show. You'll find it. I'll link it. And anything, obviously, if you can bid and you want to do it, it goes to a great cause. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of fun with it. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.